This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So, I'm, as usual, online, shitposting, right? Winding people up, having, like, the biggest laugh to myself. Yeah. And I'm going into all of the, and there's dozens of these things, but I'm going into all the Parks and Rec message boards, and I'm saying, actually, it's pronounced Nick Opperman. He started on SNL, and that is where he was discovered by Amy Poehler.
But
and I'm posting clips of Opperman and saying, yeah, this is Nick Opperman, and it's going well, and I'm getting some responses. They're engaging, and people are actually getting really pissed, which is making me really laugh. And there's a knock on the door. It's the FBI.
Wow.
And the FBI comes in and they say, the president wants to talk to you. And there's another knock on the door. They've closed the door.
Okay.
And the president comes in and he's saying, you have to stop shitposting this well, because you're making people really irate and the country's anger level is getting like out of control.
So the FBI was just there to say,
I think they gave him a ride.
Oh, okay. So they didn't, was there any time for them to say like how you should handle it when he comes in or anything like that?
Yeah, like, actually, okay. Sorry. No, I was abbreviating the story a little bit. They were like, the president's coming in. He's really self-conscious about his tie. Like, please tell him that you like his tie, because he's been asking all day. His tie had like, it was like the flying toasters from.
Okay, and it was really, it was really fat. You were saying
it was wide as hell, man. It was like, because he had his jacket, he had his blazer off and tied around his waist.
Okay,
I think because the tie was so wide that you actually couldn't tell what it was if he had the blazer on. Like, it really took up, it was extending beyond even his like rib cage. Which, whatever. I think it could look good. I don't think it looked good on him. But the FBI was like, make sure you compliment his tie. And they were like, also like, don't mention his shoes.
Okay.
So that was weird, because then of course that's what I'm looking at too.
Yeah. And what was going on with the shoes?
Flying toasters as well. They were also flying toasters. Yeah. Okay. So they matched the tie.
Okay.
But basically, I'm like, I'm a good citizen. I want to do what's right for the country. I said, hey, I'll stop posting it, but you got to admit it's funny.
And had they'd read all the posts too?
Yeah. I don't know if every FBI guy had.
Yeah.
One of them, I think, was pretending to, because he was embarrassed that like everyone else had been like actually loving a lot of my shit and thinking that the shit posting was like really funny.
Yeah.
And he was like, I could tell, like, catching up to it. I mean, he was doing a good job. He's a trained federal agent, so it wasn't like so obvious, but I also have a lot of training. And so I was noticing like this guy doesn't totally know like every...
Or that maybe it's possible that he like actually did read it and like is realizing right in the moment that he actually didn't get it at all.
He may have been one of the people that was getting into a flame war with me over the shit posts. I think that now that I'm even piecing it together, my training failed me a bit. I think that is actually what was happening. But we don't need to talk about me meeting the president FBI all day. We got guests.
Wait, welcome to Hollywood Handbook. The guests are the Sloppy Boys. We love to have the Sloppy Boys on the show. Mike,
boom.
Tim, Jefferson. We never had some of them on before. We did have Mike.
TMJ.
I've been on before. Are we talking now?
Can we say hi?
TMJ, yes, huh?
This is an ongoing thing where people are like being introduced.
Yeah.
They hear their names. They hear like we're like talking about them. Welcome to the show. And then they're like, is it okay now? Mm-hmm. Well, yes. We're nice guys. We're not gonna
I'm not like an asshole.
We're not gonna
dude.
Be like, shut up. Like we're totally nice.
I'm not like a fucking asshole, man. Like talk on the show. Like it's whatever.
That's awesome. That's so cool. Well,
we feel welcomed.
Yeah.
It's normal to me. It's normal to me to just be like talk on the podcast. Yeah.
It's really chill, and you guys have such a great vibe about the whole thing.
Before we get too chill here, I did want to ask how much we're getting paid or are we getting paid for this?
Kevin,
it's really his department more
Kevin,
than
do
ours.
You want to go on okay. cam for a second? Do you want to get on cam?
He's sort of the money man.
Hey, yeah. Tim. Hey, everyone.
Hey, man.
Do you want to have this conversation real quick? And we can actually go. So
if you guys need
we
to
just
head
want
out
to hang
this.
Out, like, yeah. We don't participate in like these conversations
right.
at all.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I just want to know what.
We're going to
jump out.
I don't want
for
you
one
to
second.
Have that hanging over you at all. So let's get that clear.
We're just going to affect if I stay or if I talk anymore or whatever.
We're just going to go off camera. We're just going to go dark for 1 second. Kevin's going to handle this conversation and we'll jump right back in when it's over. But right now we're just going to go dark. Okay. And so we'll be right back.
Later, guys.
Sounds great. Good.
And yeah, Kevin, so Mike was saying that this
Hold
affects
on,
whether...
Shut the fuck up, all three of you. I saved Hanford's ass yesterday. I was going to pay you big bucks.
Yeah.
And then I was doing all of this work for Hanford yesterday, saved a recording, which I believe is for your Patreon.
It's for the Patreon. Yeah, I couldn't get my... I was having Carl Tart was on and... We had a tough time hearing each other and it was all on my end.
I think we can all agree we're even here.
All right, Kevin, we've never seen this side of you before.
Yeah, but these, like, Tim and Jeff weren't there.
I have never
even met you before. Yeah, but it was for our shared Patreon, so we're making bank off of that.
Yeah, and he's gone now. Okay.
Well, okay, you can come back, boys. We handled it, boys.
It's all good.
Yep,
it's
great.
Handled.
I don't think it was handled. We were yelled at. Oh, Sean looking.
Ooh, they're back.
Oh, sorry.
Kevin got pissed.
Yeah, he really gave it to us.
He was mad. Never heard him speak
he
like
kind
that.
Of,
yeah,
he
but it was like, us. It was still kind of quiet and like not super.
No, he got loud. It was actually. He got ugly.
Oh, yeah. It was really loud? Okay.
Yeah, his face sort of like turned into a version of it I've never seen before.
It reminded me of that movie, It Might Get Loud.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Or like right before when he first started talking, it reminded me of the title of that movie. And then once he was talking, I was like, it's pretty obvious.
He didn't say that, though. He said he came back in. He said, okay, guys, it might get loud here.
My experience with that movie was really interesting because I realized that it is totally up to me.
Oh,
whether or not that I was in control the whole time.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then, isn't that nice knowing at the end, it's sort of the lesson. Oh, my gosh.
Basically every movie could be called that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I recently watched White Lotus and I cranked it up really loud because I had my air conditioner on.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, you know, it's kind of cold in here. I'm going to turn the air conditioner off. Next thing I know, my whole, you know, room, it's like with the White Lotus theme so loud.
And you're like, these people are all being insane.
Tim, this is just for you. Do you want us to stitch something in for you? Because we were talking about movies and Hayes said like any movie could be called It Might Get Loud. And then you did this White Lotus thing, which I actually think doing the theme was really funny, but it's not a movie. So I just don't know, like, because I assume we're trying to,
I love that it was current.
Your show.
No, that's,
I love
that's
that it's current. Is there a current movie that we could use?
That's what I'm wondering.
Is Free Guy out?
Can you come back for a second?
Is Free Guy?
What's the status of Free Guy?
Free Guy, where's that at?
Free Guy is August 13th.
Do we?
Okay, so it's up.
Okay, streaming simultaneously.
Until you go off video, I'm going to keep this on. Okay.
Okay.
Great.
It can come through the USB.
And do we want to talk about this? Do we want to make our little announcement?
Let's make it.
Okay.
Yeah. This is exclusive to our show. We've secured the right to announce this, but Jefferson.
I'm saying it?
Sloppy Boys? No. We'll say it.
Great. Yeah, we're going to let Sean say it.
I think it's better if we say it.
Yeah,
it should come from
for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Yes.
One of the Sloppy Boys, Jefferson, maybe you heard, maybe you didn't. He did unfortunately have COVID. He is COVID clear and he is kissing again.
Yeah, baby.
Kissing,
biting.
He's been
out kissing. How many days now?
Oh, 10 at least.
10 days of kissing.
You're biting, huh?
Biting.
And you're biting fannies, is that correct?
Oh yeah, anything that can be done with a mouth, I'm doing it.
Oh.
I wish that some of those kisses would be on my ass, Jeff, honestly.
Tim.
I'm sorry.
You take that off the Zoom. We can talk about that.
Oh yeah. No, I do apologize though, for real.
Anybody else requests?
Okay.
For any mouth stuff?
No.
You didn't like that.
No.
You didn't
yeah,
like
you
that
wanted to
one,
take it off, the
but you
Zoom,
do
so.
Want, but you do want other requests.
Well, the door's open, so I guess.
I guess. Look, I don't want to get snapped at the way you bit Tim's head off earlier, but I wouldn't mind if you started sucking them toes. I'd take these little piggies out for a ride.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't say anything.
Wait, sucking his own toes or your toes?
Dem toes.
Yeah.
Dem toes are mine. Doe's toes are his.
I got to say, all this toe talk, this episode of this podcast is going to be a hit in the Tarantino household. My God. Jesus
and that's
Christ.
A movie guy. So you could have done maybe a Tarantino movie before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you do know movies.
I know Pulp Fiction inside.
I never thought he didn't. I wanted to just, you know, obviously I want people to subscribe to your thing.
Right.
The Sloppy Boys know this, but I'm currently reading the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood book. That
okay.
He wrote it. He wrote it.
Yeah.
So I'm reading that now.
But me and Jeff already know that, so.
Yeah, they don't have to listen.
Should we go
well, off? They don't know this. I'm 133 pages in this afternoon.
You guys want to jump off video? Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Jefferson, you want to get out of here?
You're 133 pages
133
in.
133 okay. pages in. How many pages in total?
Boy, I want to say 399.
Yeah.
Fast read, very quick read.
And so you're exactly one third.
I think so. If it is in fact 399, I would love for somebody to check that out on the Amazon or something.
And a lot of stuff is different in it.
It's not very different. Some parts are the exact same, but they like spring off into stories, backstories about people.
I'm sorry, Mike. I couldn't help it over here. What is the font looking like inside that book?
Times New Roman, pretty classic.
Great.
And the print I got, for some reason, the words seem to be shifted off to the side. Like there's a big on the left. There's a big gap.
All right. Thank you. Continue.
This will be fun because now we've got we had everybody for a second. We've all seen a lot of books become movies.
Okay.
But what other movies like Mike is saying should be a books?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what movie should be a books?
Should be of books or yeah. Hmm. I don't probably Kill Bill.
Okay.
Kill Bill.
That
could be
Tarantino?
Two books.
Yeah.
If the movie's any indication, that one could be two books.
Yeah, that's the perfect indicator. I would say that Jackie Brown was a book, but they could.
You know what?
Two books.
I think probably the movie that should probably be a book most of all is Burn After Reading.
Thank you.
Because I didn't even actually understand why any movie is ever supposed to be called that.
Yeah. Right.
There's a lot of those. Book of Eli.
And so that's actually another great example. Yeah. Like, why would you ever?
Why is that a movie?
Yeah.
Why is that a movie?
Is Pizza Hut still doing Book It? Because after I finish this one, I want to get down there and get a free personal pan.
Let's talk about this thing. You do the show. You do the Sloppy Boys. Sure. Patreon.com/thesloppyboys. You talk about a drink.
So you don't know if Pizza Hut's doing Book It anymore?
I can't.
We have a certain amount of things we have to get done on the show. Oh. We can't take like every detour. If it's something that sounds like funny, like
this isn't
really
the
rich
Once Upon
idea.
A Time in Hollywood novelization. Like I understand that you're used to like just following
springing
someone,
off
like,
into some
passes
backstory.
By, and we learn their like
you know
rich
what?
History, and it's all
right,
fucked
I like
up.
That. Yeah.
Actually, Kevin, you want to get in here?
Hey, gang.
Kevin, can we go a little long? I feel bad now to Hanford. He obviously has like a funny Pizza Hut Book It thing he wants to do.
Sure.
And there's some kind of backstory there. Can we go a little long? Do you have extra time?
I'm available.
Okay, great.
Is there a All segment right. that we should bump that you guys do have planned?
The credits?
Yeah, we got to get to the credits.
We can squeeze the credits off to the side, actually. Yeah. So that'll just be in the corner of the Zoom.
Mm-hmm. Great.
We got to do the drinks quiz, which I think would be perfect for these guys.
Yeah, you were saying though, but you were promoting our podcast, which I shouldn't have cut you off on.
Yeah, well, this is sort of my thing.
Because that's so important to us.
So every episode, we do this thing like called the drinks quiz. Because you like what you actually have as a drink, it actually tells you more about. So much more about a guest than like, oh, what's your job? What do you
totally,
do for
right,
work?
Right, totally.
Like, yeah. Oh, like who's your mom and dad or whatever? It's
Everybody
like, no.
talks about their fucking mom and dad. Yeah,
and for the record, it's Donna and David Kalpakis for me, but that doesn't. If that
and
if
on any other show, nothing. On any other show, we'd be like, oh wow, like
oh
what?
Okay, yeah.
What?
Both D's, oh double yeah. D's, like you know, and that's 5 minutes. But like on this show, it's like we don't even do that. You know, we do if time permitted, we do a little bit of Hanford's Book It thing, but we do the drinks quiz mainly.
The right? Book It thing is pretty much done. I just need an answer if it's happening or not.
Kevin, are you on this? Like, I am worried that we aren't actually done with this. And so like, have you been
they're enrolling right now, Michael? Would you like me to? Yes.
OK.
Would you like me to enroll you?
No, I think I'm probably too old for that.
You can enroll as a parent.
Let
me
get
enroll for your parents.
Let me get Let me think about that for and then before the end of the show, I'll let you know.
Okay, then it might actually be interesting. Like now, I feel like we should be talking about who everyone's mom and dad is.
Yeah, that actually.
Janet and Bo Hanford.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Tim, you don't mind?
Well, B and J, that's a drink.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
But we're not going
to. We're not going to do the whole thing. We're not going to do a whole like BJ thing. Like, oh, right. Double D's and BJ's. You guys.
Yeah.
Because like, that would
be nasty. Now.
Another show would have a fucking field day with that. Jesus.
Any other show. Any other show.
Any other show.
This show, we do the drinks quiz. And I can just get right into it.
Great.
Great.
Cool. Yeah. Great.
Okay. First one is first drink ever of any kind.
Can I stop, Hayes? Mm. Now I feel like we have two of these guys' parents.
Yeah. Okay. Mm.
And one of these guys, we don't have their parents.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I can get mine out of the way really quick. I was raised by TV.
Yeah.
So that's just one.
Uh-huh. Okay. Tim, you know mine? I'm surprised.
I don't. Well, I'm blanking, but I think it would be funny if like I was double D and then Mike was B and J. If your parents were like 6 and 9 or something, I would be like, that.
Well, okay. does Mary Ellen and Dave do anything for you?
Oh, it's the spot, baby.
So three. There's three of them.
Yeah, Mary, Ellen, and Dave.
Okay, so you got the menage a trois happening.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And get this, not two dads, two moms.
Yeah.
Sure. Wow.
And Ellen is degenerous?
And one dad.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder how that works.
Yeah.
I really.
To me, that's the good kind of threesome.
Yeah.
No shit.
Threesome the fun way.
I'm cool
they
with
both
it.
Can be good.
The other ways work.
I wouldn't
Kevin,
mind
the other way is exhausting. The other way I get so fucking sleepy.
Kevin, can you just come back on for a second?
Hey guys.
Do you know either? Do you know either of my parents' names?
Yeah, Tom and Sue.
The first one is correct.
Tom's right.
And so, if you know his name, then why are you so late sending him my checks for this show? The money goes to him, and then he disperses it to me.
Okay.
So if you know his name, maybe you can write on a check every once in a while.
And okay. Is this...
It's like a conservator situation.
Yeah, have you consented to this, Hayes? Do you like that arrangement, or should we do
it? Totally. I love it. It kicks ass.
Okay.
I don't like having anything in my pockets.
Mm. Right.
Yeah. It changes his profile. Like, it's all about the lines for him. He needs really clean lines.
It changes the way I walk in a really significant way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and it's in a dangerous way because you swing one leg all the way around, mm-hmm. and then if you have to go downstairs or anything, you're tripping.
Yeah. And Bully holds me upside down, shaking me around, and I'm like, sorry.
Got nothing for you. Head back to camp.
Yeah. All right, Kevin. Go off cam. So this is, we do every episode we do the drinks quiz.
Right.
First question on the quiz is, first drink you ever had, any kind of drink.
Any drink and first one. And
yes.
Go.
Is it alcoholic?
Any kind.
Breast milk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
you came up with that one fast. They all yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty weird for drink. Pretty weird for me. Parrot Bay.
Parrot Bay first drink. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I agree. It's weird. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's irresponsible, yeah, I think.
I think it was more of a, it was like a spill.
Parent Bay.
In the hospital.
A big spill.
Yeah. Somebody's walking by. I was headed for the titty, and somebody was walking by.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Somebody, you know, there was like a spill on the floor or something, and they slipped, and then a little bit of Parrot Bay went in my mouth.
Is it true that Bay was spelled B-A-E?
Yeah, is that true? Because
I was too young to remember most of this stuff, most of it. So
especially
I
how something was spelled.
Yeah, yeah. I couldn't even smell back then, to be honest. Mm-hmm.
You didn't keep the bottle?
He wasn't keeping. I mean,
first drink ever.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe his parents wanted it. You know.
Yeah. Well, that's true. They got six hands.
Yeah. At that age, I didn't have a lot of agency back then. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked
but
about
now that. You're with
CIA.
Yeah, I had not signed with anyone when I was a baby. It was humiliating.
God, it's so crazy to think about.
I was unrepped like all through grade school,
mm-hmm.
all through high school.
As a toddler, I only had a manager.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I don't think I had any agency.
That's how how they get you too. When you're like basically a little baby, or just older than a baby, they're like, oh, like you'll actually really need this. And then you get into middle school, you're like, why do I have this? Why am I paying this person?
Right.
It's you know?
I have to give him 10% of my fucking Legos or whatever.
Yes. It's like, yeah, why? Yeah. Why have I
now I can't build
this?
The pirate ship.
Right. Yes.
Well, now I can't finish it because I had to give him steering
chips just because I have to give them away.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep.
So did you have, in that case, you had 10 bags? You would have 9 bags of chips.
Right. My lunches growing up was just chips, the Lay's family, pretty much.
That's one bag, though. A lot of people is 2 bags. That's pretty good.
Well, I had 10 and I had to give one away.
Yeah, well, it's better than some.
True.
The Lay's
way better
family.
To have 10 bags. That's enormous.
10 bags of fun size, like the small snack chips.
Oh, so only a couple chips in there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of air. You ever open one of these things up, the whole half the thing's air.
That drives me crazy.
It's nuts. Because
I see these bag and I'm thinking, I'm going to eat so much chips.
This better be full to the very top, I say.
And you get home and you're the whole car ride home, you're so excited and you open it up. You're like, well, what did I actually just pay for? Now I'm mad.
Well, I assume it's so dense with chips.
Yeah.
And it's maybe all one big thick chip in there.
That's fucking sucks because I in my kitchen, I have like all these bags of like Utz and I haven't opened them.
Yeah.
And I was honestly in this moment kind of thinking like, well, these are going to be fucking filled to the whole brim.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I like was planning to invite almost my whole neighborhood over here to mm-hmm. share one bag of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I would save yourself some time and just transfer those all to the trash can right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'll tell you, when you open it, what it's full of is Utz brand air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah. Get a big whiff of that. That's what you paid for.
And this, like, this related, my first drink was Barks.
Mm.
And same thing, not just Barks, all these sodas. You open it up, it's like maybe a quarter of the way full.
Mm-hmm.
There's almost no soda in there.
Yeah.
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 And the air you open, any Barks you open, is your hair sort of blows back.
Very long, loud release of compressed air. They're like, we have to keep the soda fresh. What soda?
Yeah. One fresh sip. Is it really worth it?
Yeah. So
fucked up.
Yeah.
Second question on the drinks quiz.
Should I go? I don't need to.
You don't need to. You don't have to
go? Well, you said your first drink.
Oh, yeah, sure. Absolutely. Yes. Sorry about that. I thought you had for some reason. Or I just heard it. I've heard it so many times. But yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't have to do it every episode.
No, go ahead.
Okay. It's water.
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Pond water.
Ooh, pond water.
Mm-hmm.
Did you grow up near a pond?
Not it, that, no.
His family, has a certain set of beliefs, and it was basically like instant baptism.
Mm. Oh. Yeah.
Not even the cord wasn't even cut.
You've heard of like a water birth?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's like a pond birth or something?
Yeah. Is that a pond?
Pond water birth. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very brackish.
And so is he a little bit. A little bit.
I actually don't know what the word brackish means.
Well, ask him.
Yeah. You're looking at it.
Okay. I think I get it.
Yeah.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to, like, smoke down a big-ass tree right now. And, like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hollywood Handbook.
Next question on the drinks quiz. Most amazing non-drink experience.
Oh, wow.
Wow. I'm going to say...
Most amazing non-drink experience. Sorry. I usually just repeat it once, but now you can go ahead. Yeah.
No, that was good because on the second time it really hit me.
Yeah,
settled in a little deeper. I was thinking, for me, it's my wedding day.
Wow, That's really nice. No one, we've never gotten that before. I most because that's mine too.
Ooh, yeah, my wedding day.
Yeah,
huh?
That's how I got the idea.
Yeah, it was.
I said, give me one of these.
Yeah, baby.
Seeing on your wedding day, like seeing everyone having so much fun and knowing that I wasn't invited, which, whatever. But it was actually one of the greatest experiences. At the time, I didn't think it was.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, I was.
But
furious.
Sure. But it makes you want to be a better man.
You don't grow on the mountaintops. You grow in the valleys. And, you know, that day you brought me to my fucking knees, Tim, and I'm here to thank you because I rebuilt myself so much stronger. And I said, I am never gonna let that happen again.
It's cool.
What was the thinking behind not having anything to drink? No option
on your wedding day.
Yeah, on your wedding
drinks
day,
drinks weren't a part of it at all.
Well, it's like, you know how you. Have you ever purposely not had anything to drink for a whole day so that then the next day you're when it hits your lips, to quote Will Ferrell,
the good sir himself. Yes.
Yes. The good sir. If you haven't had anything to drink all day, you're all dehydrated. And then when you ever have that, you take a sip of water and you're like, oh my God, like this is the nectar of the.
It's really good.
Yeah. Well, I had my honeymoon was the next day, and when is a better time to have a heightened experience with your new partner, you know?
Right.
Ooh. Yes.
Try and stack the deck a little bit.
Right.
Chugging water.
Right.
I also, on the wedding night,
yeah.
I don't need to go in
into
the detail.
Okay. Yeah. I think we hit our quota for sex.
You wanted your bride
double D
as dry dehydrated? As possible.
Yeah.
No, it was more that, let's just say, as dehydrated as I went into the honeymoon suite.
Uh-huh.
I was a little more dehydrated after the act.
Oh.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Jizz is liquid, right? Like,
If you're doing it right.
Yes. Yeah. Ideally. Yeah. No, it's.
Well, that would be something if it was a solid, like a shaft.
Or a gas. Yeah.
Like a perfect plaster.
Yeah.
Like a pocket pussy of the inside of my boner.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
Yeah. It would shoot out of you like an icicle or just a perfect cylinder, like lead from a pencil.
Mm-hmm. So it's a, yeah.
Like a good and plenty, but like the longest.
Model. Long, good and plenty.
Urethra.
Yeah. No, it's supposed to, I mean, like, it's supposed to run like a babbling brook. Like,
it's supposed, I don't know if I agree be. With that.
What do you mean?
It could.
Uh-huh.
I don't want, in part, this show is educational. I don't want people to think like, mine doesn't run like a babbling brook. There's something wrong with me. Mm. Mine explodes. Mm-hmm. You know, mine bursts out of, you know, mine hits the goddamn fucking wall.
Yeah.
Like, sure. Do I need to go to a doctor? No. Don't go to a doctor.
No, you don't have to go to a doctor.
Except to brag.
Your thumb's on the end of it. You have to go to a doctor. The doctor's got to, like, just, like, move your thumb away. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be $900.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean.
Right.
No, healthcare.
Biden care isn't. Healthcare
system is broken. It's broken.
The system?
The healthcare system, yeah.
Well.
$900 to move my thumb out of the way so that, you know, so that it trickles instead of,
yeah,
shoots.
And people that say that like the healthcare system is broken, like, then you do something.
Yeah.
Like you make a different kind of medicine.
Right.
You know, people that complain about this, it's like, okay, what are you doing? I don't see you.
No,
like,
solutions. Yeah. Literally just, this isn't, I don't like the way this works. And you go, oh, okay, do you have a medicine for me? Okay. And they'll like, we'll have nothing. You start going through their bag. They're like, hey, stop. It's like, but you're the medicine guy, right? So there must be something in your bag I can take. They're like, hey, that's mine. And it's like, oh, really? Oh, so now what? Mm-hmm. I would have to buy it from you? Well, that's the same system we have. You have to pay for the medicine. So unless I can take something out of your bag right now for free, and that is my medicine now, then otherwise, you're the same system we have, but even worse. Yes, because of all your preaching.
Does that?
No, it's so frustrating.
And is that effective when you do that to people? Do they seem to have kind of like be a moment of change for them?
I would say I've gotten all kinds of different responses. Some people are not ready yet.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are. They don't want to learn. You know, they don't want to improve. They want to stay, you know, with their blinders on.
Sheeple.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, horses really are who wear blinders.
Oh yeah,
Horple.
Bojack.
Yeah,
very good. Yeah.
Bojack.
His are good, more good about example. Like emotional.
He's
and
so
like,
depressed.
Yeah. And he has to go to therapy.
He feels awful.
I watched, yeah, I just watched that whole series just waiting for him to lighten up, snap out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Cheer up.
Keep waiting. You turn into a skeleton.
Mm-hmm.
Wait for Bojack Horseman lighten up.
Mm-hmm. Here lies Tim Kalpakis, right?
Yeah.
This pile of dusty bones.
The long bearded cadaver man.
Mm-hmm. Right?
So we have one out of three most amazing non-drink experience.
It was amazing or exciting? Because mine, I'm not amazed.
It was amazing. It was amazing the entire time. I never said exciting.
Okay. I'm not trying to put that on you like you were lying to us.
I know that. I know what I said.
Sure.
It's written down. It's we've done this.
The one of the great benefits of a podcast, Mike, is we're actually recording this. So
it can be, look, like, No one's gonna be pissed if you if it's an exciting
non-drink
experience. Yeah. We're not gonna like be mad.
Yeah.
No, but you'll look.
Not, but didn't say that. Not what I said.
You
but.
Will look the fool because so many people have done it and been able to understand the question.
Mm. Right, right, right. My most amazing and exciting drink experience was I was on a plane and I was sitting in first class. I was doing a, I got bumped. It's just one of those things that happens. I was in the right place at the right time. And it was a Delta flight. I'm in first class. I'm doing a connection in the Phoenix airport. And before we got there, so in first class, I don't know if you guys have ever flown up there. You get a free drink, as many free drinks as you want, but I was keeping it pretty reined in.
Okay, pretty reined in isn't like you didn't have any drink?
No, I had, I mean, I had, this is where I'm getting, I had a drink, but I wasn't like just abusing the system.
Okay.
Hmm. Is there a ruling on...
It seems like this doesn't sound to me like a non-drink experience. Like,
whether or not you're done,
I mean, for my purposes, you are done because you have admitted that a drink was, if not a huge part of the experience, at least involved. Like the drinks came up at all.
I do want to. I want to hear the rest. I do want to hear the rest.
Can I tell you? Can I admit something right now?
Uh-huh.
I wonder what it's going
to
be.
All this back and forth about, I was not paying attention to what the question was.
Okay.
You want
you were focused on the amazing versus exciting aspect of
right.
it.
Right. And not even the non-drinking part. I was thinking
not,
my most...
not even just a couple words over from the question.
No, I was not word. Paying attention. Hmm. I did not pay attention to this. I think that's big of me to admit.
That. And the whole conversation that we had about Tim not having any drinks involved in his wedding.
That's why
hydration,
I was lost.
Whether
I was
cum
lost
was a,
that. I, the cum
so that's
like,
why or perhaps
that
a drink.
You can see so why I repeat, you know, why I say it twice for stuff like this.
Right, right. But,
right, and it got stepped on, didn't it?
But yeah. I do, now I have
now
really,
I'm
really
freaking out in, because
don't
I'm
freak out.
I'm freaking because, like Sean was saying, that this is recorded.
Yeah,
it is recorded, but I'm sort of an audience proxy a lot on this show. Like I'm sort of living the listener experience, and I am so invested.
Gotcha. Okay.
In,
well, it's true. I want to hear the rest of the first class story, and maybe it'll apply to one of our other questions. There are a few more questions.
Well, the first, okay. So, then I'll tell my non-drinking story that was exciting. In the plane, I was in the front seat, you know, in the drinking, having a champagne, and the plane took a nosedive, and now I've stopped recording for some reason. Let me take care of this.
Kevin, just so you know, I was accidentally not recording for the first, I don't know how long, because I was unable to time it because I wasn't recording.
And,
Kevin, are you there?
Hey, guys. Just taking notes.
Great. And okay. Kevin, just so you know, recording totally fine on my part.
Yeah, me too.
Thanks, I've been recording the whole time, Tim. Weirdly.
Thanks,
okay.
Sean.
I am recording again. Okay, so I'm back recording.
And I just want to check in on my level of investment here. Mm-hmm. It's a little less than it was
before the whole recording
last
snafu.
Time. Last it was a little less than it was last time we checked in.
I think also maybe it was the new detail I got that the plane took a nosedive.
Yeah,
plane took a nosedive. Yeah, so I'm. Yeah. That was exciting for me. That was very exciting and amazing. Now.
Scary.
Yeah.
Scary too, okay. But you know.
Yeah.
I didn't
think it would be scary. I guess I didn't think the story was going to end up being scary, and that's why just having that extra little detail.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of stopped caring. Finish it, but I don't care
what
happened.
That one's
anymore.
Done. That's
I think
done.
I think it is done. And now that's I understand done. Actually the clarification about exciting versus amazing, because the idea of having that happen and then afterwards being like amazing.
Right.
It's like that feels totally wrong.
They leveled out and I stood up and I said, that was so exciting, wasn't it, everyone?
Mm.
And they said, yeah, it was exciting. Cheers. It was amazing. It was scary. It was
everything. To adventure with your champagne.
Right. Right. So now my other non-drinking story, basically the
no,
same.
No, your first non-drinking story.
Basically same setup. I'm not in first class. I'm, back in coach.
Yeah.
Not drinking, but the plane I was on also Delta nosedive.
Just a nosedive and then a level out.
Yeah.
Just happened a couple times.
None of the masks dropped. There was no pressure loss in the cabin.
Okay. So I guess all we really know is that the cause of this happening had nothing to do with whether or not you were drinking.
I just happened to be either drinking or not drinking. I've got versions of both.
And that's, I fucking love science.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't what
you just, and what you did in that moment was science the shit out of that plane.
Science verse.
I'm not exactly sure I follow.
Science verse. And then you fill in basically anything on the other side of that. I'll take science. Yeah. Easy one.
And Jefferson.
Yes. Oh, the non-drinking.
Most amazing non-drink experience.
Well, and you guys Jeff, probably. Just first, from someone who's already gone through it and had a terrible time.
Yeah.
Non-drinking.
You
experience.
Had a good time. Totally. You
no, I had an awful time.
No, he had an amazing
you
time.
Had a good time.
Yeah. Right.
I just he feel
a,
so like
he had an I'm, exciting time that he tried to shoehorn into the amazing. Subheading there.
I'm just so pissed at myself for not paying attention.
This podcast is taking a nosedive.
That's a big that's third. A big thing in my life. Yeah. I need to pay attention more when people are speaking to me. And
you should
level us out here, Jefferson Airplane.
Yeah, all right. Well, you probably all know this story. This would be the day of my big victory. The day I won Edward 40 Hands.
Oh boy, this is a train wreck.
That is so drink-centered.
What are you talking about?
Well, describe Edward 40 Hands for listeners who don't know.
All right. This is kind of a dumb, like, college game. You've probably played it before.
I'll describe Edward Scissorhands so they have some
that actually
context.
Could be good. And also, and Tim, for you, that's a movie.
Thank you.
There you go, buddy.
Dump that in.
Edward Scissorhands is about a robot with scissors on his hands.
I don't know if he's a robot.
No, he is. He's a boy. No, well,
he's half man, half.
No, they wind him up.
This is what the movie's about, though. No one can figure out if he's a robot or not.
Well, the reason I say I'm so hard on this no robot thing is they never open his skin up to see any type of circuitry or. Metal.
I think there's a scene.
Even settle it. I mean, you know, there are movies where they do open up skin.
And if you open skin, you saw one gear.
Yeah, he's got gears.
Doesn't you're not going to say this anything. Is a robot.
He's got.
He does have gears.
There are people who have pins and metal plates for all kinds of reasons.
Yeah, but he's got scissors for hands and he runs on gas.
That's
a robot.
That does.
Point
that
being.
Sounds sort of robot.
He can't touch anything. He can't go to the bathroom. All right?
Because he'll get electrocuted, yeah.
Because you can't. Mm-hmm. He can't deal with his urinary organs with the scissor hands.
Mm-hmm. Well, so but are they robot pieces? He's a robot.
Then why did they make him have to pee so much?
He's expelling oil.
You gotta
but
take
I still
it
don't
up.
Believe he's.
It's
I don't still
oil.
Believe.
He pees oil.
You got to take it up with Vincent Price. Is that who it was?
Yeah. It might help to actually explain who that is.
He's an old man. He's a vampire man from the olden days. Mm-hmm. They called him in for building this robot. And so, the point is, he can't pee, and neither can you when
Wait,
you play.
What happened? The movie called him in. For building this robot? I didn't know that. I don't know, the story behind
this. This movie's called Edward Scissorhands. It recalls for a robot. You're an old vampire, man. You probably built a Frankenstein at some point. You come in and you build this robot. We can get on with the movie.
Okay. I didn't know that. I mean, you love this, but you played a whole game about it. So
This is all just to try to get to the 40 hands thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You understand.
Sure.
So, just like I said, he can't pee because of the scissor hands, and nor can you when you replace the scissor hands with two full malt liquor 40-ounce beverages.
Okay, so you...
Well, those
so
are drinks.
You see, hear what you're saying?
Come again?
Beverages, like those, you're you're talking about drinks. It's very drink centric.
That's drink.
The story.
It doesn't matter if they're malt or not.
Yeah.
It's
was that the
which
issue?
We didn't say. I you know, I'm not sure we should have to.
No.
But
yeah.
I'll pop
you
to, know, like
I think Mike. What did you drink in first class?
I feel champagne, but I feel like this is
not malted.
No.
Not malted. Yeah. I feel like this is a flaw of this game because now 2 out of 3 people do not understand the rules of this game.
Well, not and a game, not a game necessarily.
Question, you know.
Well, it's a quiz. The drinks quiz.
Right.
It's a quiz, right. And I'll say this. If you were the only three people who'd ever taken the quiz,
yeah. Right,
man, would I be open to this line of discussion.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, this is episode like 700.
Oh, wow. Hey, congrats.
Never failed to do the drinks quiz.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I understand everyone this is just a way to get this. People talking the way an improv scene, they need a suggestion. It's just a prompt. But it's very frustrating on my end.
This is going to get people talking already.
I didn't know there were so many hard and fast rules. I didn't know this was kind of your guys thought this was more of a casual hang.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess society has rules. Like, I think even a casual hang, there are certain parameters you're meant to operate within.
Huh.
It's a larger conversation. Like, I guess you don't necessarily have to announce the rules of like, hey, while we're hanging out, like, go, you know, keep your dick in your pants. Like,
well, no, the rules of this,
take it out while I'm talking to you. But if you did it, I would go like, hey, let's stop down. Like, as much as this is a casual hang, can you put that back?
Right.
So but, I want to stay on this because this has got me thinking a little bit about tolerance and when Jefferson is like, telling the story of like the first drink he ever had of any kind, like telling that his Parrot Bay experience.
Yeah.
Someone spilled that when he was a baby. That's like Edward in the neighborhood, like grooming the dog's hair and doing the topiaries, the like magical topiaries. And the neighbors are like, oh, like this we like this is a version of Edward that we'll accept.
Yeah.
But then, when he's surprised by Jim, and he cuts Kim's hand, and he flies into a rage and he destroys the topiaries.
Now suddenly Edward is unacceptable to them. Hmm. This person who they had embraced, or robot rather, who they robot, had embraced earlier as being, you know, a member of their community, makes one mistake.
Mm-hmm.
That was unintentional
and hurt. No, and look, ill. Yes, did someone get hurt? Yeah.
Yes, they did. They
Kim.
Did. Kim got hurt. Her hand got cut. That, is making me look. I'm also looking at, should the second question on the drinks quiz require that you leave drinks completely out of your answer?
Right. Right.
Or is that perhaps, I think it should be on there.
The next
I wonder
question
if we
about,
move it to three or four.
The next question is about drinks.
Oh, great.
Oh, great. So we're back into drinks.
That's finally. Great.
Yeah.
And apologies
if you want a quiz where everything is about drinks.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't heard that before. We haven't heard that criticism. But a lot of people just come on the show and like, I think are scared and like, like want to do things. Just be like straight down, just want to do well.
Yeah. Don't rock the boat at all.
Yeah.
But we specifically, we didn't ask you guys for the questions in advance because we wanted to be cool and roll with it.
Yeah, that's our agent's problem.
Yeah.
Kind of fighting us in the ass right now.
Well, Hayes really, you know, it wasn't an argument, but Hayes really wanted to give them to you in advance. He said, I think that Hanford's going to struggle with, you know, some of these.
Yeah.
Because of all of his flight stuff and his nosedives.
Well, just because of a lack of attention.
You guys were right. I mean, you said it's a casual hang and like, I don't want to be uptight. Like what it is, it's like it's about choice, right?
Yeah.
It's about choice.
Well, just going back to the casual hang, you were saying earlier about if a casual hang, there's sort of, you don't state the rules, but there's just rules. I wish, you know, Hayes just now was telling us all about the ending of Scissorhands. Well, a big part of the Scissorhands. For me, yeah. Who's never
kind
seen
of
the movie.
Exciting incident.
I have never seen the movie, so it's usually customary to say, you know, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
I don't think, when I hang out with people, I don't say, hey, we're going to hang out for the next hour. Say spoiler alert if you're going to talk about movies that you know I have not, don't know I haven't seen.
Mm-hmm. But you did have a strong opinion about whether or not Edward Scissorhands is a robot?
Yeah.
Okay. You should see the end. Because he survives in the snow.
Oh.
See, well, I think
he is a robot.
I think you and I are bumping on this idea of like what's acceptable for a conversation and the spoiler alert. And it's fine. I'm not going to see it. I don't
need
to see it.
The next question is about drinks. And so maybe that's,
let's do that one.
The issue.
Great. That might set us back.
I can see why. I can see why your show is about like it's uncomfortable territory for you. You just get a little bit outside of it.
Mm.
But
this honestly, this next question about drinks, you mentioned it's starting to make me thirsty.
Next question.
Thank you, Tim, because it was feeling actually really tense in here.
Yeah.
I didn't feel tense at all. I hope
you
well
me neither. No.
Well,
no,
you were making me neither. Uncomfortable.
Me neither. It's my podcast, so like I'm doing great. The next question is put a finger down if you have this drink. So you have to
put a finger down this drink edition.
Yes. Okay. Pee pee.
If you put it in your mouth and swallowed it? Or just put it in your mouth?
Sean's thumb went down.
That's not a finger.
Oh, right.
Okay.
It's fair a enough. Digit.
Okay.
Okay.
Michelob.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said you never had pee-pee. This stuff. You ever had this stuff?
Oh, he's speaking ill of Michelob.
No, I like it. I like
it. Oh!
Hmm. Okay. And juice. Wow. Everyone has had juice, huh?
Sorry. What am I supposed to do? Sorry. I know we've done this before.
Every time. It's put a finger down if you ever had
the drink.
Yes. And so this happened. I've never.
So he's doing all the fingers.
We talk about this every time.
I've had it a lot.
Sean's contention is that he has had so much juice that the game is effectively over and he wins.
Well, I've had different juices as well.
Oh, is this whoever gets out first wins?
Yeah, and so
I had no idea this was a competition.
How you play? Would you have said that you drink pee-pee just to win?
Yeah, I would be every single one winner.
Okay, well, Sean did that, and now Sean's pinky is up again.
He's kind
the game's over. You can all put your hands down. The game's over. The drinks quiz is over.
Because of all the juice? Because he had juice?
Because he had so.
I've had it so many times as well.
Right.
So many times and so.
It's moments like this where I kick myself for having only ever had one type of juice one time.
Yeah. What kind?
Cran.
This is also juice. A moment I'm kicking
one
myself.
Time.
Easter.
Oh, cranberry juice. That's good. That's one of my faves. Mm. I'm kicking myself for not lying about the pee. I'd be up winning.
Yeah. Charlie Sheen actually had a whole thing about winning.
Okay. Talk about this. Talk a little more about this.
He would say it.
Okay.
And he would hashtag it.
Mm-hmm.
He said tiger blood.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's a drink.
He was married to Denise Richards.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he was in Platoon.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, that's Jefferson, a spoiler right there.
I noticed you haven't been doing any.
What?
Kissing, like the whole, like just when you kind of said at the beginning that you were like out kissing again, that you were out like,
yeah,
doing stuff, like doing all this mouth stuff. I haven't seen you,
yeah,
do any of it.
Yeah, I have plans right now. I'm doing a podcast.
people kiss on this show?
Who do I got here? I got Mike. Get in here.
You don't have to. I'm like, I'm not saying you have to kiss your.
No, you're calling me a liar.
Your co-host. I'm just saying.
You're like, saying I won't kiss.
Okay. If you, well, I'm not going to say you can't. But you kiss something.
He got kind of defensive about whether or not he knows how to kiss.
This guy and drinks. This like he kissed this drink.
I know.
What? That's all I got, man.
Can I ask kind of a fun question?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, holy
sure.
Shit. Yeah, let me just get out of here.
Yeah, I'm gonna go dark too. And this is actually gonna be I'm done. Are we over an hour, Kevin? I wasn't recording for the beginning.
Just shy. So this will actually be perfect.
This will take us over? Okay.
Huge
so
if true.
Sean and I are gonna go.
You're gonna go dark?
Yeah, we're gonna go gone. We're just gonna be gone.
Got it.
And Kevin's going to close this out, and he's got a fun question for y'all. So thank you so much for doing the show.
Absolutely. Thanks for being here, you guys.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Great to be on. Thank you.
Really big fan of all, you know, the whole, like, robot stuff that you guys do.
The movie that we watched.
Yeah. Yep.
Good.
Hey, fellas.
What do you got?
What morning after a Sloppy Boys recording was the hardest?
Morning after a Sloppy Boys recording.
Because record one song a night, and this would be the morning after.
Right, yeah, not right, the right. Drinking and the podcast.
You're talking about the hangover.
Oof. Okay, yes. I see. So you got to understand you're talking to a band and a podcast at the
That's
same time.
That's true.
Yeah.
Now this I'm is kind of like, the Miley Cyrus, song? Hannah Montana effect.
Right.
Yeah. Does she still do... Are there new episodes with Miley starring in Hannah Montana?
I don't think, why would Miley have anything to do with someone named Hannah Montana?
Ever notice that they're never in the same place at the same time?
I am going to cut this off. I am a little.
Whoa.
Oh,
yes. So sorry. I was actually, I
didn't
worried
know you guys were still going.
No, I was.
Was that for your next Zoom call?
I didn't know you guys were still going. Yeah.
It was I tried to get in before that. It was going a little too well.
Right.
We have our show and then Kevin comes in,
right,
is like right there with the Miley Cyrus Hannah Montana effect that carries over into one of Mike's famous, like, his beloved tangents.
Mm-hmm.
it's like clicking and then where we barely got through the drinks quiz.
I wouldn't even say we got through that. I
we did,
had
yeah,
more
we did.
Questions.
We,
that was did. It was
no that
three,
was it that is the drinks quiz so
three questions
So we did get through it.
Three, well, almost the third one,
but we never got an answer from Jefferson on the non-drinks thing, and
yeah, we did.
I'll admit for my part that I may have cheated on the put a finger down.
How many
game that we did?
How many types of juice? How many times have you had?
I haven't, for me, it's mainly been brackish pond water.
Yeah, he's never heard of juice.
Yeah. I still have to figure out what the word brackish means, and I'm going to do that right after this pod.
Mike, we have like 1 minute left if you want to do anything for Book It.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll sign me up. Not for the parenting side. I want to be a, the,
he's
I want to earn
kid,
the points
man.
And eat the pizza. And tell him that I'm 133 deep on Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan finished drafting their fantasy football team. Shank and Brett help Bang with song ideas on Hollywood Masterclass. And the Flagrant Ones are talking to Dan Lippert about mostly all things basketball. Check out these bonus podcasts and videos of the full episodes, including today's with the Sloppy Boys, at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.